1620 94.5 WTAW. College Station ISD school board members at their May regular meeting approved moving ahead of the first of several rounds of selling bonds that were approved by voters last month and last November. Voters approved in the two bond issues, financing more than $352 million of projects. The first bond sale, $53 million, is scheduled for sometime in June. Superintendent Tim Harkrider and Chief Financial Officer Amy Draws answered board questions about the breaking up of the bond sales during the next 2 to 4 years, as opposed to one sale for the entire amount. Here's comments from Chief Financial Officer Amy Draws.
I've worked with our architects to see over the next 12 months, maybe a little bit longer, what our cash flow needs would be. We don't want to sell too quickly, and then we are sitting on all these funds, and we're having to pay interest.
Here's comments from Superintendent Tim Harkrider.
Basically, just a standpoint of what we know as we're kind of marketing out the projects and what we need now. And also, as we structure this, we can have an impact on tax rate.
The district's bond counsel, Jeff Golbus, says interest rates have dropped over the last 6 months.
I mean, they're not what we saw several years ago, but in the past 6 months, and really since the beginning of the year, it got a little scary for those districts selling in February, and they've come down quite a bit, actually, since then. So it's a good time for y'all. We met last year about the do's and don'ts, and y'all did an excellent job because we didn't have any issues. And I had a number of districts that had some very significant ones.
CSISD board members also approved amending a contract with its current outside architect to also be in charge of the projects approved by voters in May 2024. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.